On the show today, we have Alliant Credit Union's very own Jason Osterhage giving us some great practical advice on partnering with fintechs out there. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jason Osterhage from Alliant Credit Union. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks for asking. We are doing well. And we got something interesting topic that is on the table today, and it's called Banking and Credit Union FinTech Partnerships. This has been something that I've been hearing a lot more of going to various conferences throughout the country in the last year or so, maybe a couple of years, where I think financial institutions, credit unions in this case, are like, you know what? Maybe we should partner with these people instead of being scared of them. So what's your take on that? What's the latest going on here? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, I'm seeing the same trend myself. I think across financial services broadly, just this kind of trend of disruption has given way to partnership and even emulation a little bit, right? Where I think banks and credit unions are looking at fintechs are looking at banks and credit unions, and they're saying, hey, maybe we should partner and benefit from where each of us are respectively strong. Yeah. And then you're also seeing banks and credit unions work to emulate fintechs, maybe implement technology or compete the way fintechs do. And a lot of fintechs are trying to build businesses with consumers that look like banks.
Ah, interesting.
It's fascinating to see that trend. And I think, as you pointed out, credit unions specifically are waking up. Maybe a little later than some of the banks have, but you know, they're finally waking up to this fintech sector and really reaching out.
Yeah, because you're already hearing news about like Amazon's partnering with a few of the big boy banks, and there's a few other banks that are doing the same thing, or a few other fintechs that are doing the same thing. And like you said, credit unions are like, maybe we should do that too, because it's not a bad idea. This is what I've heard as well, is like none of these fintechs really want to be a financial institution because of the regulations involved and stuff. They don't want to mess with any of that stuff. So they'll leave that up to us. So, but they want to, I think both sides want to partner with each other now. So they kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, time will tell. Yeah. I think some of the fintechs would like to believe that they could ultimately replace banks. Maybe start with one product, then add another product and add another product and ultimately have sort of the full wallet in terms of the consumer's banking services. But I think they've recognized, at least for now, they do tech better than fin, and the fin part is kind of hard, right? And I think banks and credit unions are recognizing, hey, we've got something to offer here in terms of financial services operations and maybe managing the regulatory environment. And so I think today there really is room to partner.
Well, and if you're going to partner with one of these fintechs, and if it's a good fintech too, because that's something we could also get into, is like how do you determine what's a right fit, what's a wrong fit? But if you are a credit union out there or a financial institution, bank, whatever, that kind of adds to your value too. If you're going to partner with one of these folks, that's a right fit for you, right? Is that that makes your financial institution that much more appealing to the consumer out there. It's like, hey, we have this really cool technology and blah, blah, blah. So I could see that as an upside.
Right. I think that's right. I think if I were talking to a credit union executive considering partnering with fintechs, there are two things I would say, you know, right off the bat. One is, you know, engage and get out there and see, right? And I'm noticing that, as you mentioned, you're noticing it more when I go to certain conferences and events. More credit union people are showing up, right, checking out the fintech space. Mm-hmm. So I think more are doing that, and that's good. So that's the first thing. See what's out there. Engage. The second thing I would say is really know why you're hoping to partner with fintechs. Mm-hmm. So have your own specific strategy and see where that potential fintech partnership fits in and how it can create that value you're talking about. So is it something that will help you burnish your brand or kind of position yourself with your membership base in a certain way? Or is there a service or experience you can't offer that the fintech can help you offer, for example? But really have a kind of thought out specific strategic point of view that you're bringing to that partnership search, and that can help you sort like good from bad partners.
Yeah, and this might be going off too much on a tangent, but should the fintech also, I'm talking compliance, because you know a lot of the third-party vendors out there have to be compliant with a financial institution as well. So, you know, a credit union is going to have to look out for that as well with a fintech they want to partner with too. Is that true?
That's true. Okay. That's very true. It's critical, right? So you do hear a lot that financial technology startups and companies are less regulated. Mm-hmm. And I think to an extent that may be true, but the good news is a lot of these financial technology companies, based on the depending on the product they sell, are subject to the same kind of consumer protection regulations. And then, of course, when they become a vendor to a financial institution, they're subject to all of the rules and regulations that we are. Yep. And so as we have done due diligence on fintech partners in the past, we found that's a critical stage of the process.
Yeah.
And really making sure that they are compliant and all of their systems meet our standards is very key.
What do you guys look for in a fintech partner? Is there kind of like a checklist that you look for? Obviously, compliance is one of them. Is there what's another thing on your checklist that you look for in a fintech partner?
Yeah, so great question. There's a broad range of things. You know, strategic fit, which I mentioned. So do we have a specific objective that Alliant Credit Union is trying to accomplish? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's growth or loan portfolio diversification or some member experience objective. You know, can we really tie it to a clear strategic objective? We certainly look at a number of the kind of the fundamental things you'd look at a partnership. You know, what is the quality of their financial performance? You know, what do we think about the quality of their management? Mm-hmm. What about their controls and policies? All those kind of vendor due diligence things, which are just as important when you're partnering with a fintech. Yeah. You know, also we look at what is their board like? You know, what are their management objectives? Yeah, how are they funded, right? So are they venture funded? Where does their equity come from? What stage are they in terms of their scaling? And where do they hope to take the organization? Mm-hmm. Are they looking for a rapid growth to some sort of exit? Or are they looking to build a long-term business? So some of these cultural kind of questions really matter. And then related to the culture piece, kind of values and priorities there. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they trying to accomplish for the consumer? How do they look at serve customers? And does that fit with our credit union kind of member focus?
Ooh, very cool. Very cool. Here's kind of a devil's advocate question. Are there any drawbacks to partnering with these fintechs? I mean, have you guys experienced anything in that area or what would some drawbacks be?
Well, I don't know if I would say drawbacks. There's certainly risks and challenges. Okay.
Better way to put
one
it.
Of the things you already touched on, I would definitely point out that the kind of due diligence that a credit union should be looking for might be a little more heavy and complex than the fintech is used to. And so making sure you stick to those requirements and help that your fintech partner work through all of those things. So there's some patience and required on the credit union's part, also persistence, right? So you kind of really want to stick with it and make sure you get what you need. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that we've noticed is if you're working with a venture funded fintech, there's a very different sort of pace, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Time is extremely expensive. Money is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So, the fintech wants to move very quickly and the credit union often has a slower pace. But doesn't mean, you know, it's too slow. We have good reasons for moving the speed at which we move. So I just think attending to that, that difference, right? So how do you match the speeds of the organization?
Right.
Require a lot of communication and, great kind of partnership management.
Yeah.
So those, some of the things off the top of my head that have been real challenges.
Yeah, gotcha. And we're, credit unions collectively are a conservative lot. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. We kind of make sure things work before we dive in. But then once it works, we all dive in and things are great. So there's a reason for that, that slowness sometimes. So
yeah, right. Sometimes we say, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And, when we talk with credit union, with fintechs, we're partnering with credit unions. We sort of talk about crawl, walk, run. That's one of the one of the ways we have managed that expectation on the fintech side is let's get this nailed down. Let's crawl, and that might feel slow, but then we can operate smoothly and smooth is fast. So crawl, walk, run is a way to kind of manage that pace.
Especially when you're dealing with technology, because it does move so fast. It's getting faster and faster every year. But yeah, sometimes you got to take a step back and take a breath and go, okay, is this what we really want? So that's a good thing. Good thing. So what has been your guys' experience working or partnering with fintechs? Do you have any examples you want to provide or just some experiences in general that you could share?
Yeah, I could share a little bit. So we do have one strategic partnership. Pretty large partnership with a financial technology lender. We have been looking at a few other partnerships as well. So we have been in the hunt, really, for a partnership with a fintech for several years.
Wow.
So that's kind of the path I described before is the path we followed. Mm-hmm. We got out there and we started looking at financial technology companies, considering partnerships maybe as far back as 2014.
Wow.
And it took us a while to find the right one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good companies out there, but their objectives and their culture maybe weren't a good match. And then there are a lot of wobbly companies out there that came and went and weren't good long-term partners. But we ultimately found a financial technology lender based in Orange County, California, mm-hmm. and we thought that their leadership was excellent. Their board was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Their strategy for their organization, culturally, they were a great fit for mm-hmm. Alliant and for credit unions. And so this technology company does unsecured term personal loans
mm-hmm.
on refinancing credit card debt,
mm-hmm.
and we provide the financing piece.
Okay, gotcha.
They'll recruit the customers, they'll acquire them, and they'll service the loans, and we do the funding. They become our members,
mm-hmm.
and we have now originated more than $100 million worth of loan partnership, and we have about $100 million outstanding today. And it's performing quite well.
Well done. Wow. Congrats on that. Congrats on it. Sounds like you guys have a nice little vetting system in there now that you can kind of, I don't want to say guarantee, but you can make sure that you're partnering up with the right folks. So very cool. Hey, one other thing that you mentioned in there is culture. I've been hearing more and more about culture and matching, does the fintech match the credit union's culture? And so can you expand on that a little bit? Because sometimes when you're talking culture, that's kind of a broad topic, but what do you mean by matching cultures? Just for some folks out there who may be kind of having some trouble in that area.
It's a really good question. There's a lot of things I could say.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk for a long time mm-hmm. about that. Maybe I'll try to focus in on three areas.
Sure.
I think you could talk about how the financial technology company looks at customers. So if they are consumer facing, like the one we partner with, how do they treat consumers? What are they trying to accomplish in the lives of consumers? Is it aligned with your credit union values? And how do they perceive the consumer?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the culture around that? I think you might also talk about their culture around funding and growth. So where do they get their money? Mm-hmm. What are they trying to accomplish with their business? We definitely encountered some financial technology companies that were really focused on growing very fast, weren't as interested in quality growth as we wanted them to be, and they were really focused on reaching a certain scale so mm-hmm. that they could accomplish something for their investors,
gotcha.
For example.
Gotcha.
But a more long-term perspective where they're trying to build a sustainable, profitable
mm-hmm.
business
mm-hmm.
That's driven by creating value for the consumer seem to fit with us better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the third area might be just internally, right? How they their employees and partners, right? So Alliant Credit Union cares a lot about employee engagement. That's a big part of our value proposition to employees and our strategy. And so we definitely look for partners who have a similar point of view. And also kind of how they interact with their strategic business partners. So we really look at culture in those three areas.
Okay, yeah. When you mentioned culture, I've been hearing more and more about that. So I wanted to get your take on that. To wrap up here, Jason, any other advice for credit unions successfully partnering with fintechs? I know it's still kind of a new area for a lot of folks. And so I think any advice that you have, any kind of wrap up time, any final words of wisdom here for other credits out there?
A couple things I would say.
Sure.
One is when you're evaluating a potential partner, communicate widely and often within the organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the deposit side and you're looking for a fintech partnership, or you're on the lending side, kind of bring in your peers in the organization or that look at sort of finance and legal and risk and all of those mm-hmm. kind of subject matter experts. Communicate widely and often so people are going to know what you're doing, know why you're doing it, and have a chance to ask all their questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would add to that, though, is when you give everyone sort of a voice and a viewpoint, don't necessarily give everyone a vote, right?
Okay.
So make sure that you're really clear with your executive leadership and CEO, who's kind of making the business decision, how that's driving value.
Yeah.
Get everyone's viewpoint, get everyone's voice, but then make sure the right people have a vote, because it can really slow the process down if you have a lot of people kind of trying to weigh in on the decision. And if it's a, new thing, if it's something that people are unfamiliar with, you don't want to slow it down any more than you have.
Right, right. Yeah, it's kind of like, sounds like that too many cooks in a kitchen type of thing that's happening.
Yeah, and then the other thing I would say is you do want to have strategic objectives and kind of measurable results you want to get from the partnership. But don't forget the qualitative potential benefits. And this is something we've done from the very beginning when our partnership is be open about the fact that we wanted to learn from each other as organizations. So it's not something that's in the partnership agreement anywhere, and it's not something that we can measure, but we have been very deliberate about exchanging ideas, getting management teams together, and talking about how we operate our respective businesses. Yeah. And I think we've been able to learn a lot from each other. And so in your partnership negotiations, put that up front. We were upfront about that. Hey, we want to build a profitable arrangement here that helps your business grow and that helps our business grow. But also, we want to learn from each other. So how do we do that? You know, structure that with meetings and be very intentional about learning from each other. And there's a real opportunity to do that with FinTechs.
That's so cool. That's so key as well. Awesome stuff here, Jason. Really cool stuff. This is just, man, this is just what we were looking for. So thank you so much for this. Appreciate the time. And good luck with your next partnerships with FinTechs. Not that you'll need it. Sounds like you guys have a good process already instilled there.
Well, we'll take all the luck we can get.
Exactly. Especially how fast things are moving these days. So very cool. Hey, again, yeah, thanks so much. This has been absolutely wonderful information. So we appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. I enjoy speaking with you.
Indeed.